Bradshaw sentenced to 12 years. Apirak off the hook, but ex-fire chief gets jail time. The Supreme Court's Criminal Division for Holders of Political Positions Tuesday convicted ex-Deputy Interior Minister Bradshaw Malinon and the former city fire department chief of malfeasance in connection with the purchase of fire trucks and boats. A majority of the 9 judges ruled to hand down a 12-year prison term to Bradshaw and a 10-year term to Police Major General Atilak Tangchukiet, former director of the Public Disaster Prevention Office, for their roles in the 6.687 billion baht procurement deal. Bradshaw is the 4th political office holder to be slapped with a jail sentence by the court, after former Public Health Minister Rakkiet Suktana, ousted Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat, and former Deputy Interior Minister Watana Asawaheim. The Supreme Court issued a warrant for the arrest of Bradshaw, who missed the reading of the verdict for the second time Tuesday. Bradshaw was reported to have fled overseas. A warrant was also issued for the arrest of Police Major General Atilak, who did not show up at the court Tuesday. Former Bangkok Governor Apirak Gosayatin, former Interior Minister Pokin Polakun, and former Commerce Minister Watana Mueangsuk were cleared of wrongdoing because of a lack of evidence. All of them turned up at the court. The charges against Teir Damlir Push Special Farsuk AG, the Austrian supplier, were temporarily dismissed. The case was brought before the Supreme Court in 2011 by the National Anti-Corruption Commission, which accused the 5 individuals and the supplier of malfeasance and price collusion over the purchase of 315 fire trucks and 30 fire boats. According to the NACC, the procurement was overpriced and benefited the Austrian supplier, and Bradshaw and Police Major General Atilak failed to compare the prices with those of the same types of locally manufactured and distributed equipment. The purchase contract was signed by late Bangkok Governor Samaksun Torawet, while his successor, Mr. Apirak, signed a letter of credit for the contract, committing City Hall to begin paying the supplier. The 4 men, along with the Austrian supplier, were accused of corruptly arranging the deal, which was found by the anti-graft agency to be highly overpriced. Mr. Apirak was forced to step down as the city governor when the NACC decided on the indictment. He thanked the court Tuesday for granting him justice. Bangkok Governor Mom Ratchawong Sukumpan Paripat declined to discuss the case Tuesday, out of concerns it might affect the ongoing dispute between City Hall and the fire vehicle supplier. The Bangkok Metropolitan Administration brought the case to the Geneva-based Court of Conciliation and Arbitration in its attempt to cancel the contract in 2010. Mom Ratchawong Sukumpan said the BMA will send the Supreme Court's ruling to the International Court of Arbitration for consideration. The BMA has already filed a lawsuit with the civil court against those involved in the scandal, a source at the BMA said. Another source at the BMA said although City Hall has already made payments to the supplier, it has not taken possession of the fire vehicles. All 315 fire trucks and 30 fire boats have remained at Lam Shabang Port in Chonburi and a warehouse in Nonthaburi, Sai Noi District.